So much going on. Glad you could join us on a Sunday night. It is Spin on Golf here, 760 WJR. I think we'll be back at Fox Hills next week. We are all coming to you from, well, parts unknown would be the best way to say it. Jordan Young, BC, Mike Fay. Mike, you were just saying before we went on the air, correct me if I'm wrong, are you in Grand Haven, correct?
Mm-hmm. Grand Haven.
Just pouring there all day, huh?
I don't know if I've ever been wetter on the golf course than I was today. That was something else. And usually if it's going to rain that hard, you have a bunch of lightning. But it didn't happen. It just rained and rained and rained. And most of the state got that today. So a lot of you guys probably weren't out on the golf course today.
Yeah, it's been one of those rains, like, for hours around here. It was kind of spitting out where I know you're not far from me. Mm-hmm. It was kind of spitting for a while, and now we've just had this constant drizzle that's been going on for literally hours now. I know BC is traveling. Look how committed BC is. BC is traveling. Where are you coming from, BC?
I'm going, left the Greenbrier 3 hours ago, and I got about 3 hours to go to Bedminster for next week's event.
Yeah. How did it go?
No, just towing Jim. Good. He finished 18th.
Yeah.
A couple 66s the last 2 days. He hit it unbelievably today. He just didn't make any putts, but he hit it great. Yeah. What a place, the Greenbrier. If any golfer's never been down there, that is. One swanky place. It's cool.
No kidding. Never. Yeah.
Seth Rayner Golf Course. Yeah.
No, never been down there. Of course, the news of the day, especially with the final round of the Wyndham, they say it's supposed to start again. For all I know, since we've gone on the air, it started, but severe weather in the area. It is suspended as of now. Two-way tie atop the leaderboard between Henley and Glover. But BC, something that you can speak on, and I know Mike Fay's already made a comment on it. Bryson, 12 under, 58 at Greenbrier.
I mean, it wasn't out of the picture. I mean, we said at the beginning of the week, one of the bombers is going to shoot 59. But the conditions were perfect. We didn't have any wind all week. But 11 birdies and an eagle? I didn't see that coming.
Unbelievable. Mike, did you see any of it? Because that was the first thing. Mike was like, dude, a 58. And mm-hmm. I mean, that's the best way to put it. Dude, a 58 is the best way to put it.
And dude, I think bogey too. I think there was a bogey in there too.
Unbelievable.
It was amazing.
Yes, there was.
It was, he, you know, you look at all the transformations he has done to himself and come back and do that kind of stuff. That's pretty cool, you know? And,
absolutely.
It's really, really neat.
No doubt about that. Phenomenal at the Greenbrier. Want to get that out of the way. He wins with a final round 53, 23 under for the tournament. Phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And as you said, you look at that guy's life the last couple of years, Mikey. Mm-hmm. And BC, you can talk to this, whether it be the incredible bulk, the science experiment and everything. How about the dude can golf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny because he shot one under the first round and we're sitting there having breakfast before the second round. He's like, man, I didn't hit enough drivers. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm like, dude, you can drive like 7 holes. What are you thinking? He's like, yeah, I know. I just wasn't hitting my driver very well this week. I'm like, all right, come on, just go hammer. Just go hammer it tomorrow. Oh, you know, and Andy, his coach, was there, you know, his physical trainer. He says, yeah, let's go have fun. Let's go hammer it tomorrow. I'm like, and that's what he did. He drove it on, I guess, 4 greens today and you know, one of them, he tapped in for an eagle.
Outstanding. Jordan, I think we've got Jordan Young with us now. We'll try to check in with Jordan, of course. He was up north at Boyne, part of the Tournament of Champions. We talked a lot about it last week. Jordan, how did that go?
Last week, not great. Injuries took me out after day one, and I'll just leave it at that. And I'm trying to see if I can finish the 2 days this week.
Yeah. How do you tell us about the tournament, though? You had an up close and personal look. How did it turn out?
Well, I mean, the good players rose to the top, and, you know, guys shot a lot under par. Barrett Kelpin, 2-time winner. He came out on top. I think, I don't know what he shot. I want to say 17 under or something like that. And, you know, it's a great, great event. It's a special place, and we're just glad to be up there to play.
And you know what's interesting about that, BC, I know you weren't with us last week, but I mean, a phenomenal, phenomenal group of golfers up there. I mean, you're talking about Hall of Famers. You're talking about past winners, just a fantastic group of golfers up there. What a class up there for this year's edition.
You know, Sean, it's kind of like a celebration of golf in our state.
Yeah.
When you really look at it and you look at the quality of players, the different, you know, you've got juniors and you've got ladies and you've got mini tour professionals and tour professionals and PGA professionals and all these different players coming together playing in this tournament. There's nothing like it that I've seen in the country. We talked about last week, and it's pretty special. You know, like I said, I was a part of it for many, many years, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Lots to get into. I know we got to talk about the LPGA. We got a golfer on fire on the LPGA right now.
Yes, we do.
Make no mistake about that. That'll be our tease into the next break. And Mikey, you got to tell us about what's going on out your way. I know there's not a lot of golf out there, but at least let us know what's going on. And we saw your lovely daughter make an appearance as well for just a second. Mm-hmm. She walked by and waved and everything. So, so much to do. Hey, a heck of a lot of golf coming up. And oh, by the way, some big time questions about what's going to happen next month as well. Some big time questions about JT. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I think a lot of people have kind of been whispering, okay, is he going to make it? And boy, oh boy,
it doesn't look great, does it?
It doesn't look like it. All right, lots to come. Glad you could join us. It's Spin on Golf. Just programming note, we got three more after this week. Hopefully we'll be at Fox Hills each and every week, the 13th, the 20th, and our final show of the season. That'll be August 27th. Glad you can join us wherever you may be. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. Glad you could join us wherever you may be on a Sunday night. It is Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Mike Fay on the west side of the state. Jordan Young somewhere up north. BC, I think somewhere on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. That's just the way things are going today. So regardless, we're happy that you are with us. Mike, tell everybody about what's going on. I mean, whenever you've been running something, what, 107 years?
Yes.
You're doing something right. So that is what you're a part of right now.
Yes, we're over at the Spring Lake Country Club for the 107th Michigan Women's Amateur starting tomorrow. 2 days to make the cut to playing match play. The top 32 players advance to match play. It's a fantastic event. The club has been doing it for a number of years. They are a longtime supporter of women's golf. There are 80 of the best women's golfers here in Michigan playing in this, and it's pretty cool that my daughter is playing in it, and could not be prouder of these ladies out there. I was out there watching them in the pouring rain, like getting ready for this event. It was something else.
How's your daughter playing? How's Rach playing?
She's doing really good. Yes, he's been coming on over the last month. Now we kind of focus on getting ready for high school golf here coming up in the next 2 weeks, believe it or not. First high school tournaments begin on the 14th of August for all the girls. So it's good stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, you know what? When you talk about, you know, just to, it bears repeating, I think when you talk about an event that's been going on for 107 years, number one, it's going to be a fantastic event. Number two, you're allowed to have some fatherly pride right now. There's mm-hmm. absolutely nothing wrong with that. I know yeah. just from talking to you, look, you and I talked about it on Sports Wrap a couple weeks ago. This game requires a lot of time, a lot mm-hmm. of practice. And even when you think you got it figured out, guess what? This game's going to fool you again. And I mean, I can tell you just personally for me, it's like, well, I haven't golfed in a while. You think you're going to walk up there and okay, things are going to be okay. And then it's almost like you're back to square one. So there are ups and downs, especially when you're working with young people. I'm sure mm-hmm. that's something that you have to pound not only into your daughter's head, but really young people in general that haven't, you know, had the life experiences to understand that you're going to be moving up and down in this game.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Right when you think you got it, you don't have it. I mean, very interesting interview during the delay they had for the Wyndham, if anybody was watching it, with Billy Horschel. And he's talking about, you know, he's two over par and he three putted twice and this and that, you know, what is going on? And he has been like a stalwart when you come to the FedEx Cup. This is his time of year. Let's get going. And he plays really, really good, right? Well, all of a sudden, not a good day, right? And that's just the name of the game. And you have to be able to get over that for everybody out there listening. You're going to have bad days, but then you're going to have good days. And it goes up and down. It's not linear at all, advancing your game. Not at all.
Well, we can talk to JT about that, and I'm not making light of it. I mean, it happens, and I remember I brought it up to you guys a couple years or a couple weeks ago. You know, is this another, I don't know, dare I say, Duval type of situation or something? He just lost it, and he can't get it back. And I, you know, there's no answer to it. There's no rhyme or reason, but clearly this guy is struggling right now.
He is, but over the last couple of weeks, better that we've seen, but not like up to what we're used to seeing from him, right? So, you know, I think that he'll just keep playing and playing as much as he can. I don't know. What are we, 7 points behind right now yeah. with a few holes to go? Don't know if he's going to make it into the FedEx Cup, but we'll see.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's going to be a grind. And, you know, on that note, I see we have the BC entering the house. BC, we were just talking, you know, I know how many kids you yeah. deal with in your that's one thing I'm sure you pound into kids' head. And we saw just a couple weeks ago when I went up there after, look, you're going to have ups and downs. A lot of times it's almost like, okay, everything you did, you almost have to forget about everything you did and start over. I mean, that's just the way this game of golf is. If you're not out there grinding all the time, you're going to suffer for it.
Well, yeah, and being steady. Mike said it's not linear, but one thing that should be linear is your attitude.
Absolutely.
You have to understand mm-hmm. that, like, a kid flew down and was watching James round today, and, you know, James didn't really hit a bad shot, so he didn't see any reaction, but, you know, he'd make a 20-foot birdie putt, there's no jumping around. Or he'd make a, you know, a 4-foot par save. It's the same reaction, the same wavelength, basically, because you really want to save, not only save your energy, but you want to teach your brain that it's just another golf shot and you're going to get a bad break. It's just the way it is. It's just, but, you know, teaching the kids, like Jordan knows, it's not the end of the world. A mammoth learning curve every single day. Man. Once you learn something, you're probably going to forget it and have to relearn it again. Right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no doubt that the ups and downs in the game of golf, but you know, the, like you said, BC, the consistency of being there, right? I mean, it's amazing to me when you watch some of the kids playing high school golf, whether it's the boys or the girls, and they start their season. And once they get a golf club in their hand every day, how much better they get. It's amazing. It's really, really cool to watch.
Well, it's like so many other things. I mean, it really, it's repetition. I mean, even the repetition can get you, you know, in this game can get you out of sync. But it is, it's repetition over and over. BC, what do you see out of JT? You know, have you seen enough to kind of give an observation into what's going on with him? Or is this, can we just chalk this up to, hey, listen, this is the game of golf?
Well, I hope you can still hear me. I'm
kind
of going through the mountains in Pennsylvania. But I chalk it up to guys just having an off year. He's made over $3 million. He's 79th on the FedEx Cup. I mean, for 99.999% of the tour players, it's a good year. But, you know, for an extremely elite player, it's just an off year. And I think he'll be better for it in the long run.
Interesting observation. And you know what? I mean, you're talking about a guy. I mean, let's not forget this. This isn't exactly a guy that is getting up there in age. I mean, we're talking about a guy that is still just 30 years old. You know, I mean, it's he's got, you know, especially the way things are today, Mike Faye. You know, back in the day, well, really, your prime years are over by the time you hit your 40s. Not anymore the way guys are taking care of themselves. And, you know, Phil showed that and Tiger showed that. He's got probably 20 years of top, quite elite golf left in him.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I think that BC's right. It's an off year. But he still played really good. But not like he has over the last eight, right? So, you know, he will be back. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he works so hard in the gym and all these other things that you see. You know, it's not like he's not working hard, you know?
Yeah. How much would you say, I know this is coming out of left field, but I have to ask it because I know in private conversations with you, Mike, you focus a lot on the psychological stuff and taking a look at things. How much of the game of golf would you call psychological? I know that's coming out of left field, but it popped into my brain and it reminded me of some of the conversations you and I have had off the air. How much is it like psychological?
A lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot more than people take credit for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you don't believe it, you can't do it. And that's one of the things that I often instill and the people that I coach, if you don't believe it and you don't believe that you can hit it good and you don't believe I'm a terrible golfer and I'm going to hit it in the water and you're not going to. And, you know, it's a big deal. You know, we talk a lot with the kids in BC and in Jordan, talk a lot about one shot at a time and it's one and one and one and not thinking about what your end result of your score is and stuff like that. That's all part of it, right? Like, it's what's important to you is the next shot and what's going to happen here. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on the golf course talking about that, learning about this golf course today and playing a practice round. What do we have to do to shoot our best score? And that's golf, really.
Jordan, I know you wanted to throw your two cents in there.
Yeah, you know, the whole learning curve, I mean, it's not linear, like Mike said. And BC said it takes a heck of a long time. I don't people really understand that. They might hear it, but they don't listen to it or they don't understand it. You know, you talk to kids and say, hey, listen, do you know much about the mental game? And they're like, yeah. Well, there's some great information out there. I would suggest trying to do the flow code free for 21-day trial. Now, if you're serious about golf and you're competitive and it's free and you get that kind of access to that kind of material, I would definitely look into that. Now, I have students that I've told that it's free and they don't even do it. So it's like, how serious are you? If you want to play college golf and you're not going to take the time to take this free material, free, F-R-E-E, free, $3.99. And it's very valuable. and people don't even want to do it. And I'm recommending it. Brian's recommending it. I'm sure Mike is too. It's astounding. And people just need to be educated more on how valuable the mental side of the game is. And people don't really know what it's all about.
It's enormous.
Good call. No doubt about that. Well, as I mentioned, a busy day elsewhere in golf. You've got some LPGA stuff going on. No doubt about that. I think we're going to get the final round of the Wyndham underway. I think being the key and operative word, seems to be a lot of bad weather out there, not just here in the state of Michigan. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR.
And then they switched to match play.
All right, welcome back in, 760 WJR. I was just asking Mike, we'll continue the conversation with you guys. I was just asking Mike what the schedule was for the tournament out there on the west side of the state. Mike, go right ahead.
Yeah, the 107th Women's Am. Tomorrow, the women will be playing 18 holes. The next day, 18 holes to make the cut to the top 32. And then those advance to match play brackets and play on from there and see who's going to win. So pretty cool. It goes on through Thursday.
Good
over
stuff.
Over here at Spring Lake.
Speaking of the ladies' side, the Freed Group Women's Scottish Open is going on. And I think it's safe I think it's safe to say that we have a golfer on the ladies' side that's on a little bit of a heater right now.
Yes, she is. Céline Boutier. Yes. The French lady is making it happen. Two in a row. Shot 69, 68, 66, 70 to win by two shots. 15 under par, taking home the first place prize of $300,000 over in Scotland. Just a beautiful golf course there. Awesome stuff.
That's a major.
Go ahead, BC.
That's a major.
One point she's picked up.
Over golf.
She picked up a cool $1.3 million the last couple weeks with her wins. Okay. Yeah, she is on fire right now. No doubt about that. Champions Tour, for what it is worth, not back in action until next week with the Boeing Classic. We brought this up earlier in the show. Bryson gets it done at White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, the old white course. He finishes 23 under, and for what it's worth, yes, they are planning to restart the Wyndham down in Greensboro, North Carolina. They are saying 6:55. They're going to resume play at 6:55. Russell Henley and Lucas Glover both at 20 under. So at least we're up to date now. Well, you know what? I mean, we've got
was
the FedEx.
That loud? Sorry.
We've got the FedEx Cup, and then it's like, you know, for a lot of people out there, oh yeah, they're all going to be in Rome in just a couple months' time. What, a month and a half time for the Ryder Cup as well. I mean, we've got a lot of big stuff coming up this particular fall.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. You're getting ready. We're just talking about LPGA Tour. We got the Women's Open coming up next week. So, you know, that's exciting as well. I wanted to talk. Is BC there? I want to ask him something.
We got him.
I was looking here and on the, for the teams today for LIV, it looks like the High Flyers missed out by one shot for the top three. Is that true?
That's 100%. I had to give Phil a hug. He was so bummed.
Was he? Oh.
Yeah, he was bummed. He's like, God dang it, we can't get a break. And I played like a dog today. I'm like, nah, Phil. James would have made one more putt for you coming down the stretch, you know. He's like, nah, he's doing great, yada, yada. But, yeah, one shot. I'd like to see the cap get one podium. But we got a tough one this week at Bedminster. It's a bird. And of course, we had to give him our Social Security number because Mr. Trump's going to be there. So the nuisance will be around.
Okay.
No kidding. My guess is there's going to be a little security there. Just a little security there.
Oh, yeah. All the protesters outside the gate. It'll be a fun week.
looking forward to it. You know what it is? I will say the exact same thing. I don't care what anybody says. I think what you've seen out of Liv the last couple of years, and I think a week like this proves it. I don't know how anybody can't sit back and say, even begrudgingly at this point in time, that this has been good for golf. I really, for the life of me, I get it. A lot of the old, you know, the old school, hey, what are these guys doing? Now that we've gone through this, call it whatever you want, experiment. All right. For as long as we have now, I don't know when you take a look at just what you guys were talking about. And of course, Bryson's 58 being a centerpiece. How could somebody sit back and say that this isn't good for golf, the game of golf, not the PGA, the game of golf? I for the life of me, guys, I don't get it.
You know, Sean, it's funny that I was talking to a lot of the volunteers, which we've got some downtime, you know, when in the practice rounds, especially, and the volunteers are always there. And it's unbelievable how many volunteers they gather and how many volunteers actually travel from event to event. So I think Liv's kind of trying to get their own people in place, you know, for the future. And you speak to them and they're like, well, what do you think of this? And they're like, oh, this is great, man. It's just a great thing. And they ask me what I think. I'm like, I don't know if I would have warmed up to it as much because I'm one of those old gruffy, grumbly country club snobs that I guess you could say that.
No, come on.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. News alert. I'm a gruffly old whatever. But I would say here's the other 70%, Sean. Here they are. I mean, I'm watching them in person. You know, you've got the country club people are there, too, just to see the atmosphere and see what it's all about. But 80% of the crowd at every Liv event has been the weekend warrior, so to speak. So, you know, it's kind of eye-opening that, wow, there's the rest of the golf game that's really boomed it the last 3 years.
You know, it's interesting, and just a reminder for everybody, as BC was saying, next week, August 11th through the 13th, at the Trump National Golf Club at Bedminster. Mikey, I'm sure you were probably privy to a lot of conversations amongst even PGA teachers, you know, that have made this great game their life, so to speak. I know pride sometimes won't allow people to say, hey, you know what, after a couple of years, this wasn't bad, but boy, I don't know how you could argue this has been bad for the game of golf.
Yeah, you really can't, right? I mean, all of us have said since the beginning, whether James Pyatt was there or not, that this was going to help the game. And it has, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
From our perspective like that, you can sit there and you can argue about all the different aspects of it and stuff, but has it brought more people out and inspired them to play golf? That's the question. And I think it has, which is pretty cool.
I think, you know what, you are 100% spot on. And I'll just throw in from my side of things, I guess the quote unquote media side of things, it's given us more to talk about too. And that's not a bad thing. When you listen, no disrespect to what's going on at the Wyndham. Okay. No disrespect, but when you have the caliber of golfers out where BC was, and you know, one of the big names in golf, like him or not, Bryson is one of the big names in golf, literally and figuratively. And my man goes out and shoots a 58. Well, everybody's going to be talking about that. Why on earth would that be a bad thing? That to me, that's bigger than what's going on at the Wyndham. No disrespect. Seriously, no disrespect to them at all. But
Sean, it was a golf course that was lengthened from when Stuart Appleby shot 59. I mean, they moved 16 back to 505 instead of it being whatever 425 with the lake on the right. So it was it a harder golf course? Probably not, because we had no wind and perfect conditions, and the greens were like 12 and perfect every day. So, but 58, I don't care if it's on Strategic Fox, 58.
It's 58,
right?
Yes, it is.
Really good.
I think, guys, the big thing is today I was, you know, kind of off track, and I looked. I'm like, hey, I'm going to check the scores. I want to see who won or is winning or what's going on Live, what's going on PGA, and what's going on the Canadian Tour. And guess which one I checked first? Well, it was Live. So I would have never done that before. And I think that's kind of what's a little different now.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And again, Jordan, I want to make this crystal clear. No disrespect to the golfers that are competing at the Wyndham. And I'll be watching tonight. But you know what? For my bang for the buck and for the big names and the eventuality of what actually occurred with Bryson shooting a 58, Liv was your winner today. Make no mistake about that. All right, finally.
He did it right in front of Greg Norman, too, walking with him.
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, final segment of the show coming up. I want to give a big shout-out to Parker and Dave back at the station for helping make things happen tonight. I think we'll get a POW. BC was crouching at the pit. There, you just heard it. I think he's got somebody in mind. Some final thoughts from Mike Fay and Jordan as well. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of the show on a Sunday night. So glad you could join us. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, we have the POW coming up this segment. Mike Fay has a great question. We want to maybe start with BC. Okay, BC, do you have a POW this week?
I've got a POW. I'm just an average guy going to watch a golf tournament. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drink 77 beers, and then I'm going to yell, hamburger, sausage. I'm like, what is wrong with these jack donkeys? I caught it. What is wrong with these people? I don't get it. I mean, if I was in better shape, I would tackle the guy and just beat the pulp out of him. I just shut up and let DeChambeau, you know, because it's with DeChambeau or it's with Phil, you know, they do it just to get a rise out of these guys on purpose. I don't get, just stay home, you know.
You think they do it to get on TV?
Yeah. And you know what? It's probably the guys playing some crappy rap song on their Bose speaker in the middle of a golf course. You know, what a bunch of pain in the butts. God, it's really hard to describe these people without using four-letter words. It's all I can say.
BC, I've never understood that. And to your point, Mike, it's almost as if the dude yelling pizza then gets on his phone and goes, hey, BC, Mike, did you hear me yell pizza? That was me. What?
There's no doubt.
I'm proud of you, man.
Green alcohol.
How do you even respond to that, right?
Nice job, six-year-old.
Oh, jeez. BC, when are you heading out there? Are you going to head out early this week to the Bedminster?
Where to? Bedminster tomorrow? James.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. James and Phil playing a little match. I'll be there for 5 days, and I head to the U.S. Amateur on Friday with Jimmy Dales.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know what, yeah. BC? You know, again, that's another, for me, another reason why going to our last segment, Liv is pretty stinking cool. Okay, so you got a young gun and you got a legend in Phil playing the next couple days. Okay, cool. Can I check that out? Is there any way I can check that out? You know, I think a lot of people feel that way. It's a darn good thing for golf, man.
I think so. And Phil's trying his hardest to,
Yeah, Phil's trying his hardest to get things changed in the PGA Tour and make things work in the end. He really is. And it's consuming all his time. You know, he's trying to make the game better. You know, I know people don't like him, but, you know, that's always been his goal, and that's going to be his goal till he goes to the grave.
Yeah. Mike Fay, I think that's exactly what they're doing right now. I think they're making the game better, and in the long run, it'll be a stronger game as well.
Yeah, and 10 years from now, we'll be having a total different conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, what really happened and things like that, and it'll be a lot different in the – you know, for us guys that coach the game of golf and spend a lot of time, both adults and with the kids, you know, it's going to inspire people to play, and that's all we care about.
Yep.
And get them out there.
It's going to a point, Sean, where it's just a cool thing to do now. I mean, obviously, Mike and I, when we were kids, it wasn't too cool. Nerd, what a weenie, going to play golf. Yeah, put on your knickers, whatever. You're a dork. And now it slips off everybody's tongue and everybody wants to get into it. It's cool.
No.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that.
I can't stop playing golf. I have taught more 20 to 30 year olds that can't stop playing golf. It's like, it's so much fun. I have so many friends. We all get together. We have a good time. And that hasn't happened in forever. And it's pretty cool.
You know, honest to goodness, I'll use my own son as an example. When I was his age, you know what? When I got together with some of my old friends, you know what we did? We sat around and we had some beers, right? And my friends, my son and his friends, you know what they do? They walk around and have some beers on a golf course. Like, that's what the – hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to golf with these guys, or I'm going to golf with those guys. You are absolutely right. I think it's become the norm now for so many young adults. And Mike, to your point, and you and BC see this all the time, then you get the guys who are uber passionate about it and want to go see Mike Fay and want to go see Jordan Young and want to go see BC because it becomes their passion and they just have to get better at it. I don't think that's the biggest, when somebody talks about like the Tiger effect to me, that's the biggest thing, is the amount of people. Forget about the fans. Forget about the guy yelling pizza in the gallery. It's the guy that wants to go spend his Sunday afternoon either on the course or at the driving range. And then when he can fit in a BC or fit in a Mike, you know, a teaching professional. To me, that's the biggest growth of the game in the quote unquote last 30 years of the Tiger effect.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I think so, and it's not the NFL by any standards, but we certainly have made strides on it, Mike, in the last 5 years. Like,
oh,
wow, this is
amazing,
like, cool. This, it's just gone ballistic, and you know, it means everything to me, and I know it does to you and Jordan, because that's our life. That's what we live for, and to see our game progressing to the way it's progressing is. I love it. I'm happy. I'm happy that people are enjoying the game that I've loved my whole life.
There is a term that we all used growing up, you know, our generation, as we're all relatively around the same age group, talking about the four major sports. I think we have to crumble that up and throw it in the garbage. There aren't four major sports anymore. Golf is definitely a major sport. Golf has leapfrogged a couple different sports. Let's make no mistake about it. And, you know, you guys know me. I'm a hockey guy. Golf's bigger. It is. It's bigger. Mm-hmm. Hockey fans are nuts. We're rabid. We're incredibly defensive of it and everything. But if you're talking about masses, if you're talking about, you know, the number of people, how do you deny the game of golf? You can't.
There's more access with golf than hockey.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
There's more access. So, you know, and we haven't even touched on the ladies.
Yeah.
Like, how many ladies are playing, which is unbelievable, over the last 5 years, like BC said. There's so many more women playing golf. I mean, it's just really cool. It's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Well, the associations have done a good job. The $5, $5 for juniors or, free junior days. So it's not a brainwashing program. It's a great way to discipline your kid and to know they're safe and to know that this is actually something that can be taught forever. They're good. You know, and I trust the people that are involved in and around the game to give them those disciplines and morals and ethics and values.
Yes.
Well, BC, safe travels to you, not only the next couple of days, but next weekend as well. We'll all be keeping an eye on what you and Jimmy Dales are doing as well. Mike, best of luck to Rach. And maybe you. We'll figure out how long it takes to dry off clubs. We need to figure that out.
Yes. How long does it take? It's amazing.
Blow dryer, Rachel. Blow dryer.
So we'll be following along with that. Mike, we'll see you, I think, in person at Fox Hills. We'll be there next week, correct?
Sounds good. Yes, good. Sir.
Good luck to your daughter. Give Rach our best. We'll be keeping an eye on her. Keeping an eye on Jordan as well, as we will be back next week for Spin on Golf. Believe it or not, only three shows left the rest of the year. Hopefully we'll be out at Fox Hills for all of them. Special shout out to Parker and Dave. Great job tonight, fellas. We'll talk to you next week. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.